Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic Eclectic Music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining us here today, finally, we had to postpone this from late last month, but Fox and the Bear have arrived, Jamie and Gina Anderson. How are you guys this morning?
Doing good.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
We're glad we could finally make this happen.
Yes, for sure. Well, we were sick before, but now we're fine. And
we're glad you are well.
Thank you.
I am well.
Yeah, that's all that
matters.
Well, more than that, it's great that Denise is feeling better.
Yes.
She's putting this up live on Facebook, by the way. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. What would you guys like to play for us first here before we get to talking here?
Yeah, we're going to play one that's pretty popular, an oldie but a goodie. This is July.
Okay, here is Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.
For the heat of August, or the rain that falls in May, June never bothered me, but it only lasts a day. Oh, July is where you love me, July is where I'll stay. Remember, I was thankful for the memories I will make. October left me hollow, but it only lasts a day. Well, July is where you love me, July is where I'll stay. And we danced through the dead of winter. You asked me if I had cold feet. You told me. Of August, the rain that falls in May, June never bothered me, but it only lasts a day. Oh, July is where you love me, July is where I'll stay. Oh, July is where you love me.
Fox and the Bear, you need to tell your boyfriend this is where he applauds. This is where you applaud.
Yeah, I brought my roadie in.
We didn't the audience light, you know, the clap lights
he's
off.
He's trying to be a quiet listener. He's
taking it all in.
Yeah.
He's just, and it ends and he's like mesmerized.
Yes, that's right.
That's true. Way to articulate that so well.
Well, what's up? What's been going on? You guys were here earlier this year, and now some new things are going on. What's happening?
Yeah.
So much. Yeah, I've been going back to school, been trying to write songs and work jobs all in between.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Staying busy.
Yes, it's been a blur.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we had enough time to... I think the last time we were here, we played the single before it was the single.
Really?
Yeah. I think we did.
I think so. I don't know.
Did you really have it together that early in the year?
I think we did.
Yeah, because I've been holding on to it for a while. We didn't want to reveal anything until we had more to share and we were closer to getting out an album. It feels like we've been saying, we'll put out an album soon.
We just, you know, it's kind of...
For years now.
For years, right. It's going to be just really good, hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were able to... hang on. Gene and I are also trying to switch things while we're talking. But we were able to release our single, and that came out on September 30th, which we'll play for you in a little while. But we were telling Denise that we are typically more busy during the season, but we've taken kind of like a step back just so that we can get ready for going in the studio. So we have actual time booked in January. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Where?
Up in Richmond.
Oh, my.
Yeah, with English Oak Recording Studio.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever recorded there before?
We did. We did the single with them. It's one of our friends who's very talented. He has been, like, I can't even remember where did he go to school? Now I need to know.
But he's a friend of ours. His name's Jacob Samario.
Yeah.
And we originally met him because we played a gig together, and he was just a guitarist.
Forever ago, yeah.
But we were like, who are you? Like, you're amazing.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm amazing, and I also record music.
So he's great, yeah. English Oak Recording Studio. And,
interesting.
We're excited. Yeah, we went there for the single. We were, you know, doing like a test to see how we all worked together and everything, and it worked out so well. We sent him a couple emails, and he totally understood what we were saying, which is really, I think, is such a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
With artists.
It's a really vital part of the process, too, because if, like, half of your time in the studio is spent trying to translate what you're trying to say with the producer, that it just makes it, like, a much longer process. But, yeah, it's been good.
Now, of course, this is a follow-up to We Will Be All Right, which was your full-length record. When was this? 2019?
Yeah, right before the big bad COVID.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
If that happens again, we'll stop writing music.
Yeah, that's a sign.
That'll be it.
Triggering.
Oh, God, sending down those lightning bolts again.
Jamie and Gina cannot sing.
Fool me once. Shame on me.
Thou shalt not put out a record.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you planning to do something different with this record, or when you say full length, what's the full length? How many tracks are you talking about?
We have like 10.
Oh
yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, mm-hmm. So 10 tracks.
Ten
new tracks. I think this one is going to be. We wanted to be able to expand it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was really important for us for like our first album to have. Just like very, very authentic is what it is.
Right.
It's just us. Like,
yeah. Like, this is what you're going to see if you come out to a show.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very straightforward. But I think this one, I'm doing all the talking.
You're
Would you concur?
That this one is a bit more, I guess, augmented, you could say, to our sound.
Augmented?
Intellectual.
Yes.
Glad I handed that one over.
Wow.
We brought in.
That was the word I was going
to
use.
What a word. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we brought in our friend Gordon to play drums this time around. So Jamie got kicked off the box.
But it's, you know.
So Jamie doesn't get to play percussion?
Jamie doesn't. Get to play
for once, we gave her a break.
What is her feet gonna do?
I know.
They're very anxious. They just tap. They tap all the time.
But she'll still be playing live, but it's just for the album.
Yeah. We wanted to give a little room to, we didn't want to like, you know, we don't want to blow things out of proportion, but with this one, we wanted to give it a little space for growth and for...
Yeah.
Right.
Just give ourselves permission to change up our sound.
Yeah,
not
like
stay in the same lane.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do something different.
Yeah. So we're excited.
We're talking with Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. What would you like to do now?
Now, this one will be on, this is a new one, this one will be on the record, and it's called Jupiter.
Excellent. Here's Fox and the Bear on Hunter at Sunrise.
Inside my mind, planted to my heart, and then knows my spot. 20 questions in the dark, your coffee tattoo, you're my Jupiter. I couldn't be any stupider in love with you.
And the Bear.
Great clapping.
That's
from
very
everyone,
good.
From
very
everyone.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, filling out the room. That's what we need.
Thank you.
That's what we need. Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. And again, this is up on Facebook. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. If you're looking for the page it's on the Hunter at Sunrise fan page, if you want to check that out. Anyway. But anyway, well, let's talk about some gigs. You got one next weekend we can talk about. What is that?
Yeah, we have, I think we have the Stockley Garden.
Yes, we do.
Festival. I mean, that's, they actually ask us to sing it when we promote it.
they called you and say, hey, would you come and play at the Arts Festival?
Yeah, we were like, oh my gosh, yes. Actually, Bill did come find us, and he was
we were at a show.
We were at Elation, and he was.
Was it over there at Constance Center with the basketball game?
No,
last
I know. We just run into everybody. Yeah. That's where we run into you.
It's a small world in Tidewater.
Yeah. It is. He came up to it. We were at an Elation show, and he was like, "Hey, do you want to like come back and do Stockley?" We're like, "Of course, we love Stockley Garden."
Love it there.
Yeah, so we have that one Sunday.
Now, that's next weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's the 20th.
It's actually the 19th and the 20th.
Yeah.
Oh, we will not be there the 19th.
Yeah,
but we will
but
be.
You'll be there the 20th.
Yes, the 19th we're at Elation.
But there will be other great artists there on the 19th.
Yes.
So, yeah, you should just clear out your books.
You know what time on the 20th you're playing?
Oh, I should. it's around 3 o'clock.
You're just going to show up, and whenever they say, I have, just go.
No, I have the.
You're very professional.
I have the specs. I just no, I don't remember them because we also. So that's kind of fun. We've never played with a drummer
live.
Right, and so kind of talking about how we're expanding the album. Bill had asked. He was like, "Hey, are you going to have somebody else play with you?" Which he's never asked before, and I was kind of. Like, oh,
there's somebody else.
Yeah, I was like, wait, who's spreading rumors? Like,
there's
we haven't even told anybody yet. But I was like, hey, Gina, let's ask Gordon if he would play with us. So I go back and forth, and Bill's like, yeah, no, that's great. I have a third person, and Gordon hopped on. So we're gonna have a drummer there, which is gonna be really fun. So please come out around 3 o'clock. I think sometime around there we'll be playing.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun time.
Could I say some of the other people who are going to be playing?
Oh,
as well?
Absolutely, please.
Roy Ira Motes is going to be there with the Lovebirds, right? Love Cats. That's, thank you, Denise. Where would I be without Denise? Also, Liz and Bridge are playing, and Wine Dark Sea. Jonah Ross, who used to be with Court Street Company. Awesome. Matt Holloman is playing, and Lucky 757. I'm sure there are more people playing, but those are just a few. And it all the proceeds go to Hope House, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, it's a stacked lineup.
Jonah just came out with a new album, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He hasn't sent it to me.
Oh, he needs to send it to
you. It doesn't exist until he sends it
to me. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll message him after we get it. I'll be like, Jonah, you have to go. What are you doing?
He should know better, too. He's been on here 2 or 3 times.
Did you just expose Jonah's secret?
Sorry, Jonah. He said,
is he still doing that show? People come up to me and they say, are you still doing that show? I say, yeah, every Sunday. All you got to do is tune in and we'll find out. And I won't have to tell you.
We'll message him and be like, you need to hop on that show. You need to promote your album.
Do you have any other shows you want to talk about?
We'll also be at Elation on the 19th. Yeah,
I think that's pretty much from here on out. People will find us at Elation.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a residency at a brewery.
Basically.
Somewhat, yeah.
We love it there.
We
can't get rid of us.
We love it there.
We just keep harassing them.
And we're not playing out a whole lot, like we said. So it's, they treat us really.
Yeah. When in doubt, show up at Elation and we'll most likely be there. Yeah.
So that'll be, I think, next, we'll have
another
Saturday. Yeah. Next Saturday, we have one in November, like the second weekend in November. And then I think one more in the beginning of December. And then that'll be it for
to the new year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are keeping busy. That's good.
Yeah.
Keeping off the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Keeping off the streets.
Can't sing for our dinner just yet.
We're talking with the Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to do for us? We can squeeze in one more.
Okay.
What do we want to...
I think we're going to play our new single for you.
Yeah, we'll
close
it out.
This
close
is Trustfall.
I think it's Capo, though.
Yes, I know.
It's an interesting name for a song, by the way.
It is. It's about trust issues, honestly, to be blunt.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I realized
we're
pattern
very sad
that
artists.
I had just in my life with...
Trust.
Trust. But mostly in like human relationships. Condition. So, I mean, anyone can relate to that.
I'm sure no one has
song,
trust issues.
This song helps you feel
excellent.
Seen. Yes.
Here's Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you.
lost in the dark, I'm just holding my head. Is it a house just built on sand? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Did you mean what you said? Could you say it again? Could you cross your heart over and over? Cause I've been here before, it was just all pretend. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Did you come to harm or hold me? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Pull me close to leave me lonely.
And the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. I like that song.
Thank you.
I actually played it right after you sent it to me.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank
you're very
so
welcome.
Much.
I
really
like the song. And I think I'm
going
to like this album. You're going to get it to me, right?
Oh,
you,
yes, sir.
For sure.
Okay, don't be like the other guy.
Oh, no, we're going to get it straight to you.
Yeah. And we love you, Jonah.
Yeah, XOXO. We love you. Now send in your album. That is a threat.
I'm just teasing.
Yes.
But I really wish you the best with that. And then next weekend, you're going to be at the Stockley Gardens art show. And yeah. Just so people who've just come into the area know, the Stockley Gardens is down in Ghent. And
yes.
It is a really... I mean, that place is packed.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's such a nice...
Carpool.
Yeah, carpool walk.
Yeah.
It's so pretty.
Because they don't have a parking garage or anything as you can park in. You got to park and walk. But,
but it's
worth
so
it.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it. It really is. Well, I wish you guys the best with the album, and you're going to get it to me, so that's you can come back again.
we are so excited to come back. Thank you for having us. Yes.
No problem.
We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming down here on your Sunday to play some music for us here.
No
worries,
Rob.
Sorry it was delayed.
Oh,
no. It's okay. It's all on time.
Okay. Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.